case number 11045, Indian River Volunteer Fire Company, South Plastic Road 297, approximately 700 feet west of Delaware Street. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm Patrick Miller. I'm president of Indian River Fire Company. I'm also a resident in Oakwood.
Excuse me, sir. I need you to be sworn in first.
That's all right. He was an attorney. So can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Patrick Miller, 32717 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
About that.
I'm nervous.
No, you just take your time. Go ahead, sir.
We're here for a setback variance. We would like to put an addition on the rear of the firehouse. Currently, the firehouse is constructed. It did need a setback variance when it was constructed. We're not asking to encroach in that setback, but because our addition is going to be at the rear of the building, mm-hmm. the setback requirement variance is also needed because it's addition to. We anticipate expanding and adding a pantry, a walk-in refrigerator, and a freezer. Mm. The process, our architect was called out of town for wildland firefighting, so that's why I'm here tonight doing this. Some of the information, I think you have the various diagrams and the plot plans. One other notation I would like to add, the plot plan illustrates the property next to us is owned by Barry and Nancy Dodd. As of last week, Indian River Fire Company purchased that property, so we are the owners of that property, that 3.05 acres, which this variance is adjacent to.
Okay.
And I think the questions were answered, so I would be willing to answer any questions or address any comments that you may have.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Is there any reason why you can't move that addition back further so it's not encroaching?
There are some. We are in the process. If you look at some of those earlier designs, actually they're gone now. We had to relocate the propane tanks, and there's also some utility poles that we're in the process of relocating as well. There was the manholes address the previous sewer. Moving it, when we say back closer from the edge to the other party, would impact some of those other areas that are also being mitigated.
So you have two sheds there, is that correct?
Yes, there is. One's a block building and one's a portable shed, and it is potential that they would be in the long run removed. The existing building, this is just an extension off the existing building. The utilities and power lines would be coming for the kitchen and stuff, which is on that area, that come from a new phase, electrical phase, that's along that line as well, right out there to the front of the road is where those transformers and stuff were installed.
How big is the building?
The building is going to be 15.6 by 20. It's 28 feet long and 15.6 wide. And I'm not. Do you have the?
You, this is lot 42. You all just, you say purchased 43 and 44?
Yes, we did purchase both of the parcels of George Berry, Nancy Dodd. There's a small one, a 52.18, which is the front footage, and the next fine is like 2.65 acres.
Right. Are you, excuse me, are you going to be eventually combining those lots?
That's certainly a possibility that we're looking at. We have some wetland mitigation and some phragmites and stuff that needs to be addressed before any of that could be done. Because really, back towards the end of that building, if you look, see where the building comes down and there's an addition out, there was an old house there. That's where the Mrs. Spicer, who is the Dodd's grandparents, used to live. That property, that house has been torn down. So there's a number of options that could be done, but we're not anticipating building on that. But you never know what the future may bring.
Thank you.
You're saying you can't move it forward because of
the wires and
everything that are there?
There are some utility poles. If you look right in front of that addition, there are some doorways and entranceways that would also have to be moved. But you can see there is, where it says siren, that is a utility pole. We do anticipate relocating the siren back behind the chain link fence.
Yeah, we don't have the
Excuse
same
me,
drawing.
We don't have
oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have anything on. That's the reason I'm asking you. I don't see anything but
well,
just an addition.
Well, because you have a smaller version.
Yeah, all I see is an addition.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I could, here is the existing building. The addition is coming right here. So it's the setback requirement is in this side. There, right here is the siren or utility poles.
Gotcha.
We anticipate relocating those back here as part of this process. We have to get the utilities reconnected or redistributed. The manholes here, there's also an entranceway to the building there. When you say up, I'm thinking you're meaning moving it closer.
That's correct, yeah.
Closer that way.
Now that answers my question why you can't do that.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
That's okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
So your door at the far head is going to enter right into that new addition you got.
Yes, sir.
That's why you're putting it right there. So you're going to walk into that and your freezer unit and everything right in there.
Yes, sir. And the deliveries can be put in there.
Okay.
All the same time.
Yeah.
Mr. Edmund?
Well, that answers that question.
Okay. Mr. Mills, any questions further?
Just a couple, I guess. For one, I think that needs to be submitted to Ms. Isaacs as part of the record.
If you would, please.
We're going to keep this.
And I heard you mention that. I just wanted to clarify from my own mind and perhaps the record as well. You said that the fire company has purchased lot 43 and 44?
Yes.
It's the parcels owned by Barry and Nancy Dodd. We did purchase both of those.
And the addition is on the side of those two lots, correct? Lot of lot 43.
43, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received three letters in favor of.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,045 for the following reasons. I believe the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that he has the door that leading into the main building and also the propane tanks, and he's going to move the siren. I saw that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also a variance will not alter central character to the neighborhood. And the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, which they already own. Well, I believe they own now. And the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,045. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,045 is approved at this time.